Stadium. Bro, TR or mobile?
KO 4H Gex.
I thought maybe you should take the day off.
But I'm wondering why I'm out here.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be. We're going to joint camp today. And I don't think that's about those funny cigarettes.
You never know. You might find out different when you get there.
Well, you never know. It's down at Patewood Hospital.
I hope everything goes good for Miss Bernice. And I hope you don't cause too much trouble.
Sat there that long. It's pretty hard on me to sit very long, but I got one of them icy hot patches on my back, and I should be able to manage it, I guess. Didn't get much time to eat, though. I'm supposed to be there by 8:15. I hope we can make it. Got behind a flatbed with a big front end loader on it, but you know, he's moving right along. I'm rather surprised. Where are you at now?
I'm over here in Traveler's Rest.
Well, shorter distance back home when you get done then.
I'll wind my day up down in Berea over close to Mr. Gary.
I thought that's where you lived at.
Mark, Berea is over where 253 and White Horse come together.
They both start with a B. Give me credit, you know, at my age. I was confused, but that comes pretty easily nowadays. Well, tell Mr. Gary and Joy hi from us. You going to go out to lunch with him?
Giving him a buzz to see if he wanted to meet. And if you'll lay off those left-handed cigarettes, you might be able to remember something.
That'll be the day. Oh, shoot. Yeah, them roll your own funny cigarettes. You know, back in my day, back in the 70s and 80s, there were still quite a few people that rolled their own cigarettes to save money.
My grandfather, he rolled his own cigarettes right up to the day he passed.
My nephews back then, in the 80s or 90s, I don't know which it was, up in Boston, they were in Wichita, Kansas, and they were growing longer hair, and that was the trend back then. So, anyways, I went over and I borrowed a roll-your-own cigarette from one of the guys at work, and I got an old hat, cowboy-looking hat, and I borrowed a wig from my neighbor and that, and then I had Bernice take a picture of me with it. And I said, if you can't beat them, join them. And I sent it to them. My daughter still got that hanging on her wall. Looks like I'm a hippie. I'll send it to you sometime. But you can't show it around, of course.
I'm sure it's quite interesting to see. And might scare everybody away even more than you do already. But Tom, you and Miss Bernice, be careful out there this morning. And I'll catch you later. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. And Miss Bernice, I hope everything goes smooth for you today in joint camp. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Have a good day.
This is 0-TR clear.
KW4FCM. FCM, sorry.
BGE. Don't believe I know that call. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm in Taylor's right now. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Kilo Quebec for Bravo Golf Echo. And the name here is Donnie. And I am traveling to Traveler's Rest right now. Good morning to you as well. Hope you're ready for the Thanksgiving holidays.
And to you, Donnie. Nice to meet you. We are headed down to joint camp. And as I told my my friend Patrick, that isn't to learn how to roll your own cigarettes.
Righty. Yeah, I used to roll my own when I was younger. I ain't done that in a long time. Yeah, of course, I had to do that because I didn't have a lot of money. So, gotta do what you can, right?
Yeah, I knew a lot of guys that, well, a few of them that rolled their own to save money. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, this joint camp is not for that. This joint camp is for my wife's new store-bought hip that she's going to get installed next month.
All right, well, awesome. Hope all goes smooth with that. I hope it's all going to go in the way that God plans. And hope it's all goes safe. And it's, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? A joyful event rather than a stressful one. But, yeah. And then do you have to do a lot of traveling to get to Taylor's, or is that kind of where your QTH is located?
Oh, it's about 6 or 8 miles from us is all. We live between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, so it's not a bad trip at all. And this stupid truck ahead of us is causing people to be stuck on the railroad track, which is not a very good position to be put in, but at least wise he's getting out of the way now, Donnie. Yeah, it's not far at all.
But you don't have to do a lot of traveling for it. That can make it kind of stressful sometimes. Especially being on the railroad tracks. I wouldn't like being in that position either. Hopefully he'll get out of the way so you can get off of that. Yeah, where I'm originally from, they don't really run the railroads no more, but once I moved down here, I realized that these railroads are still a little active, so I have to kind of get used to that. Roger?
I wasn't on the railroad track, but the car ahead of me was. My dad was an engineer on the Kansas City Southern Railroad up in Kansas for 42 years, and so I do not park on railroad tracks. I learned that a long time ago. I told Dad as kids, we were walking on the railroad tracks, you know, balancing. Woo! He didn't like that at all either. He chewed me out, so didn't do that anymore either. He said those trains can sneak up on you because they're so quiet. You don't even know they're coming behind you.
Yeah, that's crazy how they can sneak up on you like that. I went to an air show with my dad one time, and I was actually quite shocked at how, you know, those jets, they can sneak up on you. You would think they're so loud, you would hear them coming. By the time you heard them coming, they done went over you. It's wild, wild experience there.
Been to a few air shows. You know, I was in a flight crew, so, in the Navy, many years ago. So, I know what you're talking about, Donnie. Well, I'll let you go. We're getting pretty near the hospital down here, and nice talking to you this morning. I didn't get what your QTH was. You might throw that out there, but you have a good day, and a very blessed Thanksgiving, and you take care. This is N0TR Clear with your final.
Yes, sir. It depends on where you're looking at. My QTH was Pisgah Forest when I first got my ticket, and then I moved to Liberty about 6 months ago, and I did a change of address, but I've had to move again, so now I've got to do another change of address, but my QTH is in Central South Carolina. But anyways, I hope all goes well. I'll keep y'all in my prayers. And hope y'all get great news and everything goes smooth. 73's to you, my friend, and safe travels. KQ4BGE.